When voters head to the polls on November 8th, they'll decide who's going to represent them in the state House and state Senate. That will trigger the backroom talks that determine who will form the majority caucuses and the legislature's future direction. APRN and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on what some candidates have to say about what they'd like to see happen after the election.
When the dust settles on November 8th, one thing is for certain. The legislature that voters send to Juneau in January will be very different than the one that left in July. Four senators didn't run for re-election, and there will be at least 10 new House members, with seven current members of the Republican-led House majority losing primaries for either House or Senate seats. The question is how far the anti-incumbent mood will extend in the general election. More losses in the current House majority could increase the chances of a new bipartisan coalition in that chamber. House Republican Representative Paul Seaton says he'd like to see a majority in which party labels don't matter, only a willingness to work on a fiscal plan that includes both cuts in government spending and new sources of state revenue.
Hopefully what we'll get is a grouping of people that all want to solve the problem, that agree that moving forward with a sustainable fiscal plan is the most important thing that we have to do.
A new bipartisan caucus and who should lead it came up in a recent debate for the House race in Juneau. Republican Representative Kathy Munoz says she's open to serving in a Republican-led majority or in a new bipartisan coalition.
I'm going to join the majority caucus that best represents Juneau, whether it's a coalition government, whether it's Republican-led.
Munoz also revealed her thoughts on potential candidates to lead the House as Speaker, saying that either Republican Steve Thompson of Fairbanks or Democrat Bryce Edgman of Dillingham would be a good Speaker. Both Thompson and Edgman have challengers. Democrat Truno Holdaway faces Thompson, while Republican William Weatherby faces Edgman. Edgman agrees that the new majority should be focused on a sustainable fiscal plan, even if it has to take some positions that are unpopular. He says it's important to sustain government services that serve his rural constituents.
Quite frankly, I'm flattered that my name would be in consideration for Speaker of the House. I've had a number of people bring that to my attention. I've not been out seeking it.
Munoz's opponent, Democrat Justin Parrish, says a new bipartisan coalition would serve Juneau well. He'd like current Democratic leader Chris Tuck or Paul Seaton to be Speaker.
I'm really happy to work with whoever manages to stand on top of the writhing pile of bodies. Really sorry about that metaphor.
Tuck says it's premature to say who would be the Speaker, but he's hopeful that he and other Democrats will be a part of the majority caucus next year. He noted that the successful primary challenges of two rural Democrats who defeated incumbents in the current majority has strengthened the Democrats.
I wouldn't be surprised if you still have a Democrat at the top, because right now with the two elections that happened in rural Alaska with Dean Westlake and Zach Fanzer winning, that makes 16 Democrats and one independent there. And all we would need is four more Republicans. So would we give up that leadership to get a coalition going? Possibly.
Several Republican members of the House majority didn't return calls for comment. There's much less of a chance of a new bipartisan majority in the Senate. That's because the current majority that includes 16 of the 20 senators is more insulated from losses in a year with only a few highly competitive Senate races. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.